Someone once came to the Chafetz Chaim and he said, a poor person, and he said to the Chafetz Chaim that I want to trade in my this morning's Hanachas Tefillin that I shouldn't have to work for the rest of my life. I know the Mishnah says that one mitzvah is worth more than all of Olam Hazeh, so it's not a fair deal. I get it. I'm getting ripped off. It's true. I'm getting ripped off, but I'm sick of this. I'm sick of running around schlepping, going to shuls and fundraising. So I'm not willing to give up all my anachas tefillin, but one day I'm willing to give up. So I shouldn't have to run around like a Michigan. So obviously the Chafetz Chaim laughed at him and said, it doesn't work that way. So why not? So can you imagine a kid walks into a store and he starts, a grocery store, and he starts filling up his wagon with candy. And the store owner is sitting there, he sees what's going on. It's a little strange. Where's the kid going to get all this money? But he fills up the whole wagon. Mullivigadish, it's overflowing. And he pulls up to the counter. And the store owner says, okay, he rings him up. I don't know, it's a $2,000 bill. So the kid says, no problem. Reaches into his pocket, he pulls out a gold coin. And the owner says, listen, I don't have that gold coin. Let's say now gold is worth, I don't know, $5,000 an ounce. Come on. It's an ounce. So he said, I don't have change. So the kid says, don't worry, keep the change. I don't care. It's 2,000. It's worth more than the candy? He says, yes. Yeah. So obviously, if the guy's an Erlich guy, he's not going to take the kid up on the offer. He's not going to rip the kid off. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you don't think the Rebbeinu Shlomo is an honest storekeeper? You don't know what you're doing. You're saying you're going to give up schar. The reason why you're giving up schar is because you have no clue what you're dealing with. It explained to me once that the Rishiva said over there, Rabbi Yankov said that if a guy shters Yeruchnius, you don't have to be Meichelim. I don't really understand that part. You don't have to be Meichelim. I understand that either you can't be Meichelim or you could be Meichelim. The reason why I was saying like this Chafetz Chaim, you can't be Meichelim because you Meichelim, right? Let's say a guy says comes over to you, says, right before Yom Kippur, he waits for the last second. He says, Yomaran, I don't know how to tell you this, but I did something to you this year and I feel terrible. So he says, well, what is it? I'm sure I'll be Meichel you. I'm not so sure you'll be Meichel me. I stole $1 million from you. This year. You didn't know, but I stole. $1 million was coming to you. I swindled you. You didn't even know about it. Sure, no problem, Rebbe. $1 million. Most people wouldn't be Meichel. You're only Meichel if a guy's mevatel you in the middle of Seder. The reason why you're Meichel is because you're not so machshir. You don't know what's going on in Shemayim. If you knew what was going on in Shemayim, you wouldn't be Meichel. You wouldn't be Meichel. So I don't say you don't have to. Either you could do it or you can't. I don't understand exactly what it means you don't have to. But at least, I have what Rabbi Yankov is saying, you'd be Meichel such a thing? So what does that have to do with this week's parasha? Chaim Shulevitz says, it sounds like it's not fair. Why? Because it sounds like from birth, Yaakov Avinu was a person who appreciated Ruchnias. And Esav was a person who appreciated Gashmias. And that's how the world was divided. And that's where they ended up. And that's what Reb Chaim Shulevitz says. In essence, Esav chose this world. That's what he chose. So a person who chooses this world, that's what they get. This is Bechira Chofshis. You choose this world, that's what you get. But Yaakov Avinu had a netiyah to Ruchnias. And Esav didn't. So how is that fair? It's like no fair. How does that work? This is why it's so important, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Chavis HaLavis I want to share with you. He says, "Ukvar Omar Echad HaChachamim." I don't remember if it was Plato or Socrates who said this. This is the Chavis HaLavis quoting him. "Sheikir HaPhilosophy Hi." The Iker philosophy is. Sheyakir ha'odom es atzmai. Person has to know themselves. Fascinating. You have to know yourself. The Iker philosophy of life is you have to know yourself. So when it comes when it comes to Gashmias and Ruchnias, you have to know yourself. And the mistake that Esav made was that he didn't chap that with his Gashmias he could come to unbelievably high Madregas and Ruchnias. That's where Esav's mistake was. That's why the Reshiva always points out that if you learn these parashas that you think Yitzchak got faked out by Esav, that you wouldn't have gotten faked out, you're missing something. Basic. Whatever the story was, Yitzchak Avinu is a lot smarter than you are. Smarter than you, smarter than me. And if you're learning the story still, like you learned it in second grade, that Yitzchak was, you know, he's getting old, he was a shtickle, you know, losing it. And Yitzchak, whatever, Esav fooled him. So that's a second grader. That's fun. You can learn like that for second grade. It's maskim. But a Masifta Bacher doesn't learn like that. That means Esav was able to fool Yitzchak Avinu. That means Esav was good. Esav was a good faker. He was a very good faker. He for sure would have fooled you and me. No question about it. The problem was that Esav didn't use his koiches to the darga that he could have. That's something that we wouldn't even understand. So much so, that's why we all know the Chazal, Esav's head ends up in Baris HaMachpelah. Chazal tells us there's a higher madrig in Kibbut Avim than Yaakov Avinu. Who in the world even knows what that means? I guarantee you we'd be very impressed with Esav. That's for sure. His head ends up in the Baris HaMachpelah. He's a higher madrig in Kibbut Av than Yaakov. What does it even eat? Who even knows what that is? But with this Chayvus Alvavus, he's telling us such an important lesson. It's both in Gashmias and Ruchnias. I use it at Stam when I work out. I use the same thing. I try to do something that I at least enjoy. I try to know myself and do something that I enjoy. Because if I don't, I'm not going to end up doing it. And you don't enjoy the same thing your whole life. Your tastes, even in exercise, change. I used to love playing basketball. When I was in Masifta, I don't know if I could have survived Masifta without basketball. Baruch Hashem, I went to a yeshiva that had a gym. I went to one yeshiva they didn't. And it was very shver of me. I went to another yeshiva that had a gym. I was able to play ball every break. I don't know if I could have made it through my high school years without a basketball court. I don't know if I could have made it. Baruch Hashem, I had one. Hashem was good to me. But now, every time I get on the court, I regret it. It's 3 days recovery time. It's just not worth it. Every once in a while, I do it again. It's fine, it takes me 3 days to recover. So your tastes change. Your tastes change in Gashmias. And Ruchnias also. Chafetz Chaim says such a beautiful word. He says, Eitz Chaim ila machzikim bo. Why is the Torah compared to a tree? Chafetz Chaim says such a gorgeous word. He says, a tree has many branches. Tree can have hundreds of branches. Person's holding on to a branch of a tree. Do you say he's holding on to a piece of wood? Or is he holding on to the tree? Chafetz Chaim says, you don't have to be hugging the trunk of the tree to be holding on to the tree. Wherever you're holding on to the tree, you're holding on to the tree. The Torah has so many mitzvahs. Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh says, Yisrael L'Fika Chir B'Lem Torah Mitzvahs. The Torah is Rechavim Min Hayam. There's so many parts to the Torah. But wherever you're holding on, you're holding on to the tree. You can't get blown away. No matter how windy it is, if you're holding on to the tree, you're good to go. And the Torah doesn't get knocked over. The tree could get knocked over, but the Torah never gets. It's a tree that never gets knocked over. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's why it's crucial. And the Rambam says, is a person can have a mitzvah, and he does that mitzvah with all his koiches, you're ben oilam haba. As always like the Rambam. And your tastes in ruchnias could change as your life moves on. There were times I love learning be'in. There were times I love learning be'kis. There were times I love learning halacha. Times I love learning tanakh. The Torah is, there's so much. The Torah is, it's infinite. And you have to know, every single one of us has a system. But it wasn't like that. The Torah was designed, But it could, there were times before yeshivas. People lived on farms and they learned from their fathers. Came later, Chazal, they were Masakin. You have to have yeshivas in every town and yeshivas in every city. But it wasn't originally like that. And it's gevaldik. Your father knows where you're holding. If your father's learning with you, your father knows where you're holding. Your father's going to learn with where you're at. Abulamaisa Chazal saw that it was impossible. Things weren't working out. And that's what the Gemara brings down. There were Bnei Amaratzim, there were Yusoimim, so we had to make systems. The whole systems are b'di'evet. And that's every person should know that. That's why you have to tailor make yeshiva for you. Yeshivas are good, trying to be good for everybody, as many people as possible. But you within the system have to know that you have to develop your own tastes. Because you're not the same as every other guy. We do in yeshiva what's good for most guys. And you have to have general ideas, and you have to have specific ideas, and you need all these things. But then you have time that you have your time for yourself. You have Shabbos. From Friday, 12 o'clock, 12:30 when yeshiva's over, till Sunday morning. Now we have Matzah Shabbos. Even till Matzah Shabbos. You have so much time. Take something that you love to learn. Take something that talks to you. And even Matzah Shabbos, I'm sure if you go to the Manal, you ask the Manal Rishus to learn something that you love to learn. I imagine the Manal would give you Rishus for such a thing. Say Manal Shlita. I want to learn Matzah Shabbos. I have a special say. There's something that I love to learn. I want to learn that Matzah Shabbos. I would imagine, knowing the Manal, you could get Rishus for such a thing. Okay. So even built into the system of yeshiva, the Manal's allowing you to pick something, a lima that you love, that talks to you. And that's what the Rambam is saying. That's how you get into Olam Haba. Because then you don't have to work so hard. You don't have to work against yourself. That's why the Chavos Levavos says, the ikar knowledge of person, you have to know yourself. You don't want to work against your whole, you don't have to work against yourself. Work with yourself. And like I said, just because you love one thing today doesn't mean in 5 years it's going to be the same. Your tastes develop, your tastes change. That's the way human beings are. As you move on in life, you have different things that you appreciate. And for years, I would pick up a Mesil Sisharm. Since I'm 15 years old, I would pick up a Mesil Sisharm every L, and it didn't talk to me. Pumped one time, I was probably 35. So you let me try again. I'd already tried at least 10 times. And I was like, I was 35 years old. I said, you know what, let me try again. It was one summer. I fell in love with the Mesil Sisharm. I was 35. And if I wanted to try it again, so then I would have missed out a piece of my life, something that I loved. So when I was 15, it didn't talk to me. And when I'm 35, it did talk to me. It's not a bad thing. But every one of us has to know, don't make the mistake that Esav made, Chas v'Shalom. Esav could have used his koiches. His whole body could have been in the Maros HaMachpelah. The Midrashim bring down that it could have been that Yaakov would have had 6 shvatim and Esav would have had 6 shvatim. That's what it was, whatever that means, it was supposed to be. And he blew it. Nebuch, he blew it big time. So let's not be Esavs. Let's not make the mistake, Chas v'Shalom, that Esav made. We all have Keiches HaNefesh, and every one of us, we could use our Keiches HaNefesh to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll end up taka with Yaakov Avinu.